Did you ever have to work nights or work overtime in your time as an apprentice?
I did some overtime. I didn't do nights. I never did nights. But people did, and some of the apprentices used to do nights. Obviously, it was more money, which was handy. But I never did, and I didn't do that much overtime. But it was available some of the time, at least.
So how much would you have been paid normally, and then how much more would you have been paid as overtime in your time as an apprentice?
My first wage was £2.10 a week, £2.50 in today's money.
And would that have been regarded as quite a good wage comparatively for other companies at the time?
I guess it was the standard rate. I mean, a lot of those things were sort of on national rates. They still are to some extent, but certainly in those days there was a lot more of that sort of thing went on. It was like my mother, bless her, paid my digs, which were £3 a week, because obviously if you're earning £2.10 and getting your digs at £3 a week, you're going to be in what they call negative equity or something these days. So it wasn't something you could really live on. Well, it wasn't meant to be, because you were meant to be with your parents, which, you know, times have changed. But that was the idea behind it.
And then how much more would you have been paid for overtime?
Well, overtime was, I seem to remember, it was time and a third, and possibly time and a half on Saturdays and double time on Sundays. I don't recall ever doing a Sunday job. I think that was the arrangement. It's a bit hazy.
And would you have worked overtime, say, when there was a big job that had to be finished to a deadline?
Yes, those sort of circumstances, yes.